All right, let's build a proper concrete echo transition in Ableton Lev 12. This is that classic jungle and early rave move. You throw a hit into a dubby feedback delay. It starts smearing and swelling like it's bouncing around inside a damp parking garage. Then it climbs, wobbles, degrades, and snaps you straight into the drop with that VHS rave haze still hanging in the air. We're doing this intermediate style. Stock devices only. Set up as a dedicated return track so you can do quick echo throws on snares, vocals, stabs, even little bass hits. And we're going to build it safely, because feedback is one of those things that sounds amazing right up until it destroys your mix and your confidence. First, set your tempo. Go 170 to 174 BPM. I'm picking 174 because it just speaks jungle. Now pick a source element you want to throw. The easiest to hear is a snare on 2 and 4, but drag a vocal chops or an old-school stab or even more rave tape. Now create a return track. In Live, create, insert return track. Name it RT then Concrete Echo. This matters, because you want this to feel like a tool you can keep reusing, not a one-off effect you rebuild every track. Let's build the chain on the return. First device, utility. This is guardrail number 1. Set the gain to -12 dB to start. Be conservative. Feedback chains don't gradually get loud, they suddenly get loud. Leave mono off for now. Next, an echo. This is the engine. Put it in sync mode so it locks to tempo. Start with a time of 1/8 note. If you want it more off-kilter, more skank, you'll try 3/16 later, but 1/8 is a solid baseline. Set feedback around 45 to 60%. Don't go crazy yet. We'll automate it up. Turn echo's filter on. High pass around 200 Hz so you're not feeding sub and low mud into the repeats. Low pass around 7 to 10 Hz so the top doesn't turn into sprake and fizz when feedback rises. Keep the little reverb inside echo subtle, like 10 to 20%. We'll add a bigger space later. Now modulation. This is where that tape-ish drift comes from. Set the mod rate around 0.2 to 0.4 Hz and amount around 10 to 20%. You want movement? Not seasickness. And crucial rule, because this is a return track, keep echo 100% wet. The dry signal stays on your source track. The return is purely the defected tail. After echo, add auto filter. This is where the riser's shape really happens. Choose clean or OSR. OSR can give you a slightly more vintage bite. Set it to a high pass, 24 dB slope. Start the frequency somewhere like 150 to 300 Hz. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 15 to 25%. So the sweep has attitude. If you want more edge, add some drive, like 2 to 6 dB. Don't overdo it yet. We're going to stack a few types of dirt. Next, add saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. That's huge for controlling peaks as the repeats stack up. If you want harsher, you can lean toward a more aggressive clipping character, but the key is, this is where the concrete starts. The echo stops sounding like clean, digital repeats and starts sounding like they're being chewed up each pass. Now add roar. This is Live 12 Modern Monster, but we're going to use it like an adult. Start with a gentle warm drive vibe and keep the tone slightly dark. Drum and bass loves energy, but it loves controlled highs even more. Add subtle modulation if you want motion, slow and small. The point is texture and forward push, not annihilation. If you don't want to use roar, you can swap in pedal or dynamic tube, but roar is great for that rave video crunch when it's kept under control. After that, add vinyl distortion. This is the VHS grime layer. Tracing model around 2 to 4. Pinch around 1 to 3. Crackle very low, like 0 to 5%, unless you actively want obvious noise. The goal is degraded broadcast, not vinyl sound effect. Then add reverb at the end, or hybrid reverb if you prefer. Go for a bigger space. Size around 70 to 110. Decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz. Low cut around 250 to 400 Hz. Dry slash wet around 15 to 30%. You want a tail that blooms, but you still want timing. Jungle transitions should still feel rhythmic, even when they smear. Finally, last device, limiter. Default is fine. This is guardrail number 2. You're not using it to win loudness. You're using it to stop surprise spikes when feedback climbs. At this point, you've got the concrete echo bus built. Utility into echo into auto filter into saturator into roar into vinyl distortion into reverb into limiter. Now we make it actually behave like a transition. There are two automation zones, the throw, which happens on the source track send knob, and the evolution, which happens on the return track controls. Let's do the throw first. On your source track, automate the send amount going to RT and concrete echo. picture a one bar build into the drop. Dart that bar with the send all the way down at minus infinity, basically off. Then ramp it up so by the end of the bar it's hitting around minus 6 to minus 3 dB. In the last half bar, push it a little harder, and at the drop, snap it right back to minus infinity. That snap is the magic. The echo continues because it's already in the return, but your dry hit disappears, so the drop lands clean. Classic jungle move. Now automate the return itself. Go to echo feedback on the return track. Start around 45 to 55%. And rise to about 75 to 85% over the last bar. Here's the discipline part. At the drop, hard cut it down to 20 to 30%, or even mute the return briefly. That's how you get about to runaway energy without an actual runaway loop. Teacher note, if you find that you need to push feedback above 80% to get the vibe, don't just push it. Pull the very first utility down another 3 to 6 dB. That's how dub engineers keep it feeling infinitish without the level spiking into chaos. Next, do the filter sweep. Automate auto filters frequency upward. Start around 200 to 250 Hz, and somewhere like 1.5 kHz up to 4 kHz depending on how bright you want the final moment. That rising high pass is what makes it feel like it's lifting off and clearing out space for the drop. If you want that little whistle edge right at the end, automate resonance slightly up in the final beats, then drop it back down on impact. Now the VHS wobble moment. Automate echo's mod amount. Start around 10%, and in the last half bar ramp it to maybe 25 to 35%. This is the tape melt right before the hit. The trick is timing. You don't wobble the whole riser. You save the instability for the final moment so it feels like the tape machine is struggling to hold together. Stereo management. You want wide echoes, narrow impact. If your tail starts getting too facey or too spread, add another utility near the end of the chain, right before the limiter. Automate width. During the build you can go 110 to 140%. Then in the last beat before the drop, slide it down towards 70 to 90%. On the drop, return to 100%, or even a touch under if your drop is super dense. It's like tightening the camera lens so the impact hits center. If the echo ever feels flat, like it's loud but not exciting, you're probably missing level motion. One easy trick, put auto pan after the distortion section. Very subtle. Rate like 0.05 to 0.12 Hz, amount 5 to 12%, phase 180 degrees. That gives a slow drifting instability, like a bad VHS tracking job, without sounding like obvious tremolo. Now, let's talk about one upgrade that changes everything. Pre-EQ before the echo. This is a big coaching point. If you put EQ after echo, you're shaping the output. If you put EQ before echo, you're shaping what gets captured into the repeats. That changes how the tail evolves over time, which is exactly what we want for risers. So try this. Insert EQ8 right before echo on the return. High pass at 250 to 450 Hz with a steep slope. If the repeats poke your ear, dip a little around 2.5 to 4 kHz. And for VHS darkness, add a gentle high shelf down from 8 to 10 kHz. Now the feedback loop is refeeding a darker, more controlled signal, and you can push it harder. Timing choice. Quick but important. 1/8th note is urgent and tight. Great for snare throws into a drop. 3/16ths is that classic off-kilter roll. More skanky and ravey. 1/4 note is big and smeary. Great for breakdown into drop. Pick one per section. If you change delay time mid-build, it can feel like the floor shifts. Sometimes that's a cool fake-out. Sometimes it's just messy. Now we print it, because printed transitions are how you get that real jungle edit control. Create a new audio truck and name it Print Echo Riser. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now play and record your transition. You'll capture the full tail exactly as it hits in the mix. Once it's audio, you can do the fun stuff. Fade it perfectly into the drop. Reverse it for a pre-suck. Chop it into microcuts like tape edits or pitch it. A nasty but beautiful move. Pitch drop the printed tail right before the drop. Use the clip transpose envelope, and drop it maybe 2 to 7 semitones over the last half bar. That gives the feeling of falling into the impact. Dark, heavy, and very DNB. Another arrangement trick that never fails. The pre-drop silence. Cut everything for an 1/8th note or a 1/4 note right before the drop. Leave only the echo tail. That contrast makes the drop feel twice as big without you turning anything up. If you want a heavier, darker breathing concrete vibe, put a compressor near the end of the return and sidechain it from your kick or snare. Kick gives clean pumping. Snare gives that old-school inhale-exhale feel. Ratio around 4 to 1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds, and time the release so it bounces with the groove. And here's a slick variation if you want a dub siren feeling without adding a synth. Put shifter after echo or after saturation. Set it to pitch mode. Keep coarse at 0, and automate fine pitch from 0 up to about 20 to 35 cents in the last half bar. Mix it in lightly, like 15 to 35%. It reads as a rising tension and instability, not a cheesy laser. One more advanced safety and sound tip. If the feedback gets harsh in the 6 to 10 kHz zone as it rises, DS the return. You can use multiband dynamics to clamp the high band a bit, or just use a Q8 and automate a small dip when the build peaks. This lets you push feedback harder without that brittle top end. Now let's do a mini practice, one bar, simple and effective. Pick a stab or a rag of vocal chop. Make a one bar transition into your drop. Automate the send from off to about minus 3 dB over that bar. Automate echo feedback from about 55% to 80%. Automate auto filter high pass from 250 Hz up to about 3 kHz. Automate echo mod amount from 10% to 30% in the last half bar. Record it to your print track. Then make two versions. Version A, hard cut the return right at the drop so it's super clean. Version B, let the tail ring for half a bar under the drop, but high pass it higher so it doesn't mess with the sub and kick. You'll immediately hear which one fits your track's density.